1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22 says, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. The words anathema, maranatha mean let him be accursed when the Lord comes. But what we're looking at primarily is that one word, maranatha, the Lord is coming, because it conveys to us again the great reality of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're thinking about his return and the implications of that return, and a little bit about the timing of that return. Now, we're not here to predict dates. The Bible warns us about those who would predict the time of the Lord's return as far as the day and the hour. And yet, the Lord does tell us something about the timing of his return. Not a date, but when that will occur. It will occur before certain events take place upon this world. One of the pictures we noted in the scripture was a historical event, but it's recorded for us, and we see there a picture of doctrinal truth in the way that it was recorded, was of the man Enoch. Enoch was the first man in the Bible to predict anything that we have recorded for us, and he predicted that the Lord was coming again. You can find that prediction, that prophecy, recorded in the book of Jude. Enoch lived in the days of Adam. He was seventh from Adam. Enoch walked with God in the midst of a wicked world, and God took Enoch from this world without the means of physical death, before the flood of judgment was poured out upon this earth. The Bible tells us there's coming a time of the most severe judgment this world has ever seen. The Lord Jesus, looking down the corridors of time, if you will, who could see every event, knows every atrocity, every horrendous thing that has ever taken place, every war, every plague, and everything else, said there's coming a time upon this world such as this world has never seen before, a time of great tribulation. That time is recorded for us prophetically in the book of Revelation, and you can read there of some of the awful things that will transpire upon this earth and what people will have to go through during that time of tribulation. But the Bible also tells us that before that time of tribulation comes upon this earth, that the Lord Jesus is coming to remove his church from this world. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul writes to those in the church at Thessalonica and says, in verse 9, for they themselves show us of what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Notice the specific language there. He has delivered us, that is, if we have believed on him unto salvation, he has delivered us not just from wrath in general, but from the wrath to come. You'll find also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9, God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. That wrath there is not general. You'll notice the context. He died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wake or sleep. That's the same language as we find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 about those who sleep in Jesus. In other words, the context is the coming again of the Lord Jesus. He has delivered us from the wrath to come. In the book of Revelation, when the first judgments began to be poured out upon this earth, when the Lamb has stepped forward to take the scroll and open the seals that begin that time of judgment in the book of Revelation, that time of tribulation, we read in the end of chapter 6, Revelation chapter 6, and verse 15 about the kings of the earth and the great men trying to hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And in verse 16 they say, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And so you see there the connection, that time of his wrath has begun. But the Lord has delivered us from the wrath to come. He has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. Now, as I said, that's only true for those who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. If you're not saved, the likelihood is, the strong likelihood, that you're going to have to go through that time of tribulation. And the delusion and the deceit is going to be so strong in that time. Those are going to be given over to believe a lie, that you have no hope that you can be saved during that time. You have no confidence that you can be saved during that time. Today is the day of salvation. And God is speaking to you now to believe on His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can rest assured that you won't have to go through that time, and that you can be saved, and you won't be one of those that are deceived in that day and follow Satan's lie. Won't you turn to the Lord Jesus today and believe on Him unto salvation, and be delivered from the wrath to come, so that you might be able to say, Maranatha, even so, come, Lord Jesus.